Welcome. Enter the world of sensual by nature with your host, Oceana. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk about sensuality, intimacy, love, touch, peaceful living, tantra, and much more. Now, here's your host, Oceana.
Friday, I'm happy to be with you, and I look forward to being with you all week long. So, here we are. Well, I'm thinking, I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, I'm hoping that you are looking around at your surroundings and noticing the colors and the textures of the fabrics or the wood or the stone or whatever's around you, and just noticing the smell in the air, noticing what you're touching and how that feels on your skin, any clothes that are hanging off of your body, noticing any sounds you're hearing, the sound of my voice and any other sounds. Just allowing your breath to drop into your body. Spending as much time in your body during the day is the most wonderful, ecstatic way to live. We can get just as much done if we're in our bodies as we can if we're constantly in our minds trying to figure things out. So I'm here to remind you to just drop into your body throughout the day and ground into your natural energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is your energy and attuning yourself to your subtle energies, which are your chakras, and learning a little bit more about how to balance your chakra energy, understand what that means, understand how to do it, and understand how much wonderful experience you can have in your life the more balanced you are in your natural energy source. And I know the word energy gets used a lot, especially in the kind of New Age. I don't consider Tantra New Age. I mean, it's an incredibly old healing art, combining spirituality and sexuality, because it's all energy-based. But I do understand that a lot of people kind of shut off when they hear the word energy. They're like, ugh, that word. You know, everybody's like, oh, I feel your energy. And energy, you know, it just gets tossed around so much that I understand some people kind of turn off when they hear it, and rightfully so. But, you know, energy is just the most basic phenomenon in our universe at all times. And it's so impossible to really understand exactly where it comes from or what it's about, but we can't deny that it's what gives our body force, our life force. And every culture and society reflects that in their spiritual concepts as well as their science, and spirituality and science often have a lot to do with each other. So, you know, your energy body is constant in within you and outside of you. And so you can notice that if you just rub your hands together briskly for about a minute, and then you just hold your hands in front of you with your palms facing each other like an inch or two apart, and you'll just notice that if you concentrate on the center of your palms, you might feel like a tingling or pressure or some kind of sensation. And if you do, see if you can shape and play with this force and move your hands farther apart and then closer together, and you'll notice that you kind of do feel this energy force between your hands that you can sort of mold and shape, and the closer your hands get, the more intense the vibration, the energy becomes, and then further apart, you know, it'll become a little bit more stretched out, so you don't notice it as strongly. And you'll also notice this when you're, say, somebody's walking up behind you, and you don't even know that they're behind you. You can still feel something or somebody behind you, something living, even if you can't smell them or see them or know that they're there. So energy is just constant around us. And, of course, you know, every society has some kind of trying, you know, they're trying to understand it to some degree. You know, in our Western world now, we're getting more attuned to the Tai Chi, the Qigong. People are even getting into Feng Shui, which is decorating their homes based on harmonious principles. And nurses and hospitals throughout North America have always used therapeutic touch or healing processes. People are using acupuncture, acupressure, Reiki, emotional release therapies, emotional awareness therapies. So, you know, we're moving further and further away from the Newtonian model of the universe as a giant machine and closer to the Einstein-influenced perception of it as energy in constant motion. And the Western rational mind is more likely now to accept the concept of vital force and the practices that accompany that. So you don't really have to fully rationalize or understand it. Just know that it's constantly within you and happening around you, and you can't really deny it, so might as well learn more about it. Your chakra is, I'm sure, a word that you've heard. I'm going to explain more about that. It's a Sanskrit word, and it means wheel of spinning energy in Sanskrit. And the Taoist term for these energy centers is dantian. And when we refer to our chakras, we are referring to the subtle energy body, not the physical body. And there are 7 major chakra energy centers in your subtle energy body. And they're aligned vertically up and down your spine from the tip of your tailbone, your coccyx, to the crown at the top of your head. And I'm sure you've probably seen posters around or pictures of that if you aren't already studying yoga. And each chakra is meant to vibrate at a distinct musical note. And it's connected with particular organs in your body and relates to specific emotional, psychological, and spiritual issues. And also relates to particular colors, stones, crystals, essential oils, flower essences, shapes, symbols, and numbers. These all influence these subtle energy centers in your body. And because each chakra represents aspects of your personality and character and spiritual development, by working with them, you can influence and direct your personal growth and your healing and your own spiritual progress. And energy flows into the chakras from the world around you and out to the world from within you, as well as up and down between them. So the chakras can become blocked, and then you'll feel physically or mentally sick and out of balance. But when your chakras are fully open and spinning in a nice clockwise position, your chakras will really help your energy to flow freely through your body and assist you in becoming really whole and healthy and able to communicate and access your own natural power in a really lovely way. And in tantric lovemaking, we also direct the sexual energy that is building in your genitals up through your chakra centers and especially into your heart, and then learn to share it with your lover back and forth between the two of you, and then pass it on to the universe, the universal life force energy. And the more balanced and open your chakra centers are, the easier it will be for you to move your energy. So I'm going to talk about the first chakra, which is at the root or the base of your spine. It's located at the coccyx at the base and right near your perineum, which is between your testicles and your anus, that spot of skin, and on a man and on a woman between her vagina and her anus. And the chakra is called the Muladhara chakra. And the sound of this chakra is lam, L-A-M, lam, in the note of C. You'll notice that all the chakras, they go up and down this 7-note scale, the Western scale. And the color of this chakra is red. And the body parts associated with this chakra are the adrenals, the perineum, the anus, the blood, the lymphatic system, and your skeletal system, like your teeth and your bones. And when your first chakra is open, you will feel very secure. It's the chakra that represents safety and security. Oftentimes that, you know, becomes financial or emotional. For most people, those are the two things that, you know, we need to feel safe in order to be able to function in a balanced way. But ultimately, we need to feel connected to other living things and the earth. So we like to, in our awareness, move beyond those needs to feel safe and move into opening our root chakra and connecting to the earth, so we know that we're safe no matter whether we have those material things or not. So when your first chakra is open, you will feel this secure, calm, you'll feel motivated, you'll welcome change, you'll adapt well to new circumstances, because your adrenal glands will regulate that flight or fight reaction that usually responds to threat and danger with the release of these two hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline, or epinephrine and norepinephrine. And the adrenals determine how well you manage stress of any kind in your life. So when your body manages stress well, you'll have courage and calmness in the face of threats or danger, and you'll be able to act out of confidence rather than out of fear. You'll just be balanced and rooted and have a sense of your natural ability to carry out your actions. And when your first chakra is blocked or closed, you'll often feel insecure. You might experience paranoia. You'll be threatened if change is happening in your life. You know, you might always want things to be exactly the same every single day because you need control. So you might eat at the same coffee shop every morning. You need everything to be on time. You're not very flexible. You overcompensate to try to make things perfect. And you might be fanatical about your orderliness or cleanliness. And you'll tend to be incapacitated if something's dangerous or stressing you out. And you also may be somebody who will bully people who don't have as much as you have, and rather than just be able to be confident in yourself, need to prey on people who aren't confident and pick on them, or, you know, not reach out to help them, but rather hurt them. And a lot of times, you know, your chakra may be more closed certain days and more open other days, and you might not be so black and white that you're either this way or that way, but it's good to sort of notice when you're reacting to something in your life. Are you coming from a place of fear, and notice what fear you're coming from, and then notice that probably that's like maybe a first chakra thing, and you can sit down and do this meditation to open yourself up a little bit before you continue to take action. So that's the way that I really try to balance with chakras. So it's not like I'm a black and white person. I'm a person who goes through different experiences, and sometimes I'm more closed and sometimes I'm more open in certain areas. And I'll talk more about that when I come back. All right, I hope you have a good break, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you in a minute.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
So I'm talking about opening up your first chakra, and this is the exercise that I recommend that you try. And any time that you want to stimulate or just get in touch with one of your chakras, all you have to do is just put your fingers on that area of your body. And you can also do this on your partner. It's a really lovely way to just become more intimate with one another. So if you lie on your right side, this will open up the left nostril and stimulate your right brain hemisphere. So be sure to lie on your right side and reach around from behind and place your left palm on your sacrum, on your tailbone, with your middle finger or your longest finger touching your coccyx. And then reach around from the front and place your right palm on your perineum and your middle finger touching the middle finger of your left hand at your coccyx. So in this position, you're reaching down between your crotch and one hand from the front, one hand from the rear until your two longest fingers are touching and the rest of your hands are just against your skin. And you can do it clothed or naked. Naked is best because you know you're touching your skin. But you can wear your clothes. And while you hold this position, you visualize the color red, whatever shade you see for yourself that works, but a really deep-rooted red is usually the best. And make the sound lam, and you can make the vowel really long, ah, like we talked about last week with chanting. Just open up that sound for your body to feel all the vibration moving through you, and also allow yourself to let some emotion out because all vowels represent emotion. So lam on the C tone, and if you want to get like a recorder or a piano or a master pitch pipe, I'll just give you a C right now. So if you're a man, and if you're a woman. And you can place any red, black, brown, or silver stones or crystals between your hands and your body while you do this in meditation, because these stones carry a certain vibration and they'll help to cleanse the vibrational force of your chakra in that area. And then visualize the energy in this chakra, in this root chakra, spinning, like smoke or fog, something dark swirling in a clockwise direction. Or you can use a propeller, rotating, whatever kind of comes to your mind, but something that's swirling in a clockwise direction while you're visualizing red and singing your lam on the note C. And just imagine that your chakra is really, really grounding into the earth and just opening and allowing the energy there to sort of be purified, because the energy in your root oftentimes gets really, really backed up. So your second chakra is located at your belly, in the center space between your hip bones, about 2 finger widths below your navel. And this chakra is called the Svadhisthana chakra. And the sound of your second chakra is Vam, V-A-M, and its note is D. And the color of your chakra there is orange. And your body organs most closely associated with this chakra are your kidneys, your bladder, your small intestine, your large intestine, the colon, rectum, anal canal. And for men, this includes your prostate, scrotum, penis, testicles. And for women, your vagina, your uterus, your ovaries, all your sexual organs. And those organs are really important to keep healthy because obviously a lot of vibrations get thrown off there because we hold all of our emotion there. And if you notice, if you do any research in cancer, the most common forms of cancer are in our sexual organs, and there's a reason for that. The cells mutate, the vibrations mutate, the cells mutate, and then we become cancerous. That's the basis of cancer, is vibrations that are off. So we want to keep ourselves as vibrationally in tune as possible. And when your second chakra is open and vibrating, you will feel confident, balanced. You'll trust that the universe will provide all that you need because you actually experience abundance just being in your body. So you'll naturally, the more you feel positive about your life and about your ability to be abundant and about your own natural wonderfulness, you'll attract more things like money and success because you'll be acting more generously with yourself and then more generously with others. So you just are naturally going to attract more abundance in your life. The more, you know, uptight you are about holding on to all your things or pushing people away or judging or worrying about the future, the more you're going to attract that kind of energy into your life. The laws of attraction are, you know, positive attracts positive, negative attracts negative. So you really want to get in tune with just feeling abundant naturally just for being alive and being as in tune and open in your body as you're able to allow yourself to be. And you'll feel the more open your second chakra is, the more comfortable you'll be with your own sexuality. You know, every day we've got little thoughts passing through our mind. We're sexual beings. You know, we think about sex. It's natural, women and men. And the more we push them away and feel freaked out by them, the more closed off our second chakra becomes. And the more open we are to just allowing ourselves to think the thoughts, it doesn't mean we have to go out and act on them or try to get them, you know, fulfilled. It's like oftentimes when we push them away is when we become more deviant and actually do try to do things on the sly or, you know, hit on people for the wrong reasons just to fill our ego. But if we just let ourselves feel how we feel and let those feelings pass through, then we're going to have much more open, vibrant sexuality all day, and we'll experience a much greater passion when we are actually in intimacy with another person. And women will be much more easily orgasmic when their second chakra is open, and men will also be able to get and maintain longer erections because they'll be more in tune with that energy center being open and then blood flow more easily through there. When your second chakra is blocked or closed, you know, like I was saying before, you may be stingy and protective of what you have out of fear that you'll lose it and not be able to get more. You may be really materialistic, and not having enough money will be a constant worry, so you're just constantly thinking about, you know, how to get more money. You may experience a lot of fear, and this may be associated with health problems in your body organs associated with this chakra, like kidney infections, or a lot of grief with problems around your large intestine, like constipation or, you know, pain in that area, even acid reflux from your stomach, or a lot of grief associated emotionally around your ability to be in tune with your partner sexually and passionately and be open to them, because you might find that you're just pushing them away constantly because your second chakra is closed. And men, if your second chakra is closed, you may have problems with erections and premature ejaculation, and women may have a lot of problems allowing themselves to surrender and become orgasmic. And you know, these things are important to people. And as much as people laugh these things off sometimes, we're human beings. We're very sexual creatures. And if our sex life is out of tune, even if we're not really active, but if we're having these negative thoughts around sex or we're negative thoughts towards ourselves about our sexuality, then we're really not living a fully ecstatic and passionate, alive life. It doesn't mean we have to be sexually active to be having our sexuality be in tune and be healthy. And if we are with somebody, then, you know, we want to be able to connect with them to the fullest degree possible. And a lot of times, you know, people are unable to, when they're in committed relationships, are unable to fully connect sexually because they've got all these issues that are blocking them. And it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you as a human being. It's just something to be aware of and start to work on in yourself so that you can experience the most beautiful, joyous, passionate life. You know, you can. I mean, why not? We're here, you know? So you can open your second chakra by opening your hands, keeping your fingers together, and extending your thumb at a right angle to your fingers. So if you look at your right hand when it is open this way, your index finger and your thumb form an L shape, and your left hand forms a reverse L shape. And you're going to place your thumbs on your hips, your right thumb on your right hip, your left thumb on your left hip, and you're going to bring your open hands around your front, covering your abdomen until the longest finger on each of your hands just touches each other. And if that doesn't really work for you, you can also alternatively bring your hands just around your back and hold, you know, your spine, just be, you know, where your second chakra is behind you instead of in front over your belly. And when you're holding your hands in either of these positions, it brings healing energy to these organs and stimulates your second chakra. So you can also lightly massage the area for additional stimulation. And this is excellent for rejuvenating your kidneys and relieving lower back pain, either no matter whether your hands are in the front or in the back, and opening up your intestinal area and letting your blood flow in that area and allowing your breath to really open up into your sexual center right in your second chakra. So you hold this position while you visualize the color orange and make the sound VAM, V-A-M, with a long vowel, VA, and you sing D. So I'll give you a D. You may place any orange objects, for example, crystals, flowers, or cloth, between your hands and your body while you do this meditation. And visualize the energy in this chakra spinning. For example, again, smoke or fog swirling in a clockwise direction, or a propeller rotating in a clockwise direction, whatever works for you. But just really work with the color orange, the tone D, and the vowel VAM, the vowel sound VAM, V-A-M. And just visualize this, the energy in this second chakra just spinning in a nice clockwise circle, lots of orange, and just allowing the vibrations in that second chakra to really open and attune and calm. And just imagine that you have a really healthy, flowing second chakra. And the first and second chakra opening together is a really nice daily exercise to do for yourself, just to open those two, because most of us hold a lot of tension in our first and second chakras because we just have to get by every day. There's so much to do, and we've got a lot of commitments, and we have to worry about money, and we have to, you know, there's all these things that we think we, you know, we are completely consumed by, when we can also put our attention into our bodies and opening up our energy centers and connecting to the earth this way and then connecting to others this way. And there's a whole lot of abundance and experience that you can really, really find pleasure in just by connecting more deeply with your own body and your natural energy force and your subtle energies. It's amazing that, you know, we're given so much by being gifted with these beautiful bodies and these energy centers in our bodies that connect to universal life force, and our breath turns into energy the more deeply we breathe. And, you know, we spend so much time in this culture being separated from our bodies through judgment and critical thinking and using, you know, visual stimulation, and we end up constantly igniting our nervous system through visual, television, or even just the way we look at people and judge them and separate ourselves from them. And what we end up doing is separating from our own bodies. So try those two exercises, and I'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about your third chakra, all right?
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
So your third chakra is at your solar plexus, right between your belly button and the indentation of your breastplate. It's not up as high as your breast, and it's called the Manipura chakra. The sound of this chakra is Ram, R-A-M, and the note is E on the seventh note scale, in the Western scale. And the color of your third chakra is yellow, and the body parts most closely associated with this chakra are your stomach, your pancreas, your spleen, your liver, your gallbladder, your muscular system, and your skin as a system. And your third chakra at the center here is your will. When your third chakra is open, you will be at ease in your body. You'll be emotionally balanced. You'll feel everything fully, both positive and negative emotions, but you won't be consumed by them. You'll just allow feelings to just flow through you. You'll be self-motivated, and you'll be able to express your will in a way that is free of ego. So you'll be able to express getting what you want without placing anyone else at a disadvantage in order to get it, or manipulating anybody or yourself. And you'll be a good decision maker and a good problem solver. And you'll also be radiating a certain kind of confident charisma that will lead others to select you in leadership type positions. And you'll actually be able to fulfill those positions in a really confident and charismatic and laid back way. And you'll be tolerant of those who have different viewpoints, lifestyles, values, and appearances from your own, because you'll be confident in your own self. You know, your own staying on your own path is the most important thing in life. So judging everybody else and getting involved in their values and lifestyles is just a sign that you're off your own confidence. So maybe want to do some opening of your third chakra. When your third chakra is closed, you'll be unhappy with your body. You'll either think you're too short, fat, tall, skinny, whatever. And this really may have nothing to do with objective reality. And you'll be very enthusiastic 1 minute and often depressed the next, or experience life as an emotional roller coaster. And emotions may overwhelm you, or you may have them closed off and feel nothing at all. And you may be involved with struggles for power and influence that may consume you. I'm certain that nobody really understands you or listens to you, and you may worry that you make selfish decisions because you're not considering how those decisions affect others because you're worrying too much. And you may feel a lack of motivation, depression, frustration, judgment of others again. And you also may have problems with your liver and constipation, or your spleen, your stomach, because you're worrying so much. So if you want to open your third chakra, it's a really wonderful thing to do just during the day, is check in with your third chakra, because we do spend a lot of time in action and trying to create things in our lives, and oftentimes it can cause problems with our third chakra. So we just gently thump on your solar plexus with your open palm. Don't thump so hard that, you know, that it hurts, but just kind of gently bop, bop, bop for about 10 or 15 repetitions. And then rub your hand, your palm open in a clockwise direction, over the solar plexus for about a minute. And you can also do this for your partner, your lover, your child, whatever. And while you're rubbing your hand on your solar plexus chakra, visualize the color yellow, make the sound Ram, and sing it on a vowel like Ra, and make the sound on the note E. And you may place any yellow objects or crystals or flowers or cloth between your hands and your body while you're doing this meditation. And visualize the energy in this chakra spinning, again, smoke or fog or a propeller in the color yellow in a nice clockwise position. And we're going to move on in here to now the fourth chakra. It's a very important chakra in Tantra, is your heart. The fourth chakra is located at the spot between your nipples and your armpit. It's the Anahata chakra. And the sound of this chakra is Yam, Y-A-M. It's on the note F. The color of this chakra is green. And the body parts most closely associated with your heart chakra are your heart, your breath, your lungs, your thymus gland, and your cardiovascular blood circulation system. So when your fourth chakra is open, you will freely give and receive both romantic and unconditional love. You'll easily forgive hurts, and you'll extend much more compassion to other people, trying to understand where they're coming from rather than judging. You'll be more trustworthy and reliable, and you'll have a deeper capacity for commitment. If you, you know, if that's something that you feel that you want in your life as a commitment, you'll be able to much more deeply. And when you're in the present moment, you'll be much more richly aware of it. You know, you'll be able to drop into your senses more. You'll be in touch with your feelings, both positive and negative. Your relationships will be higher priorities for you. And you'll have a strong connection to your family and your community. You'll be happy in spite of the circumstances in your life, because, you know, circumstances aren't really the basis of your happiness. And you'll just be able to laugh frequently and share your joy with others and with yourself. And you'll experience really nice moments of sexual ecstasy with your lover as well, because you'll be that open. And you'll just look at your life as a lot more half, you know, the glass is half full rather than half empty. And your thymus gland is critical to your immune system function, so you'll tend to be healthy most of the time. And when you do become ill, you'll definitely be able to heal more quickly than if your chakra is closed. If your fourth chakra is blocked or closed, you'll have a lot of difficulty in your relationships, and you'll shut down your feelings. You may become dull and predictable. You may feel alone a lot. You may move from one relationship to another. You may use thinking, reason, and intellect for your refuge, and you may even become a workaholic, work constantly to try to get away from people. And you'll look at your life as half empty rather than half full. And you may find that you grieve for many, many, many months or years over one thing, or you get sick and you heal slowly. So for your fourth chakra opening exercise, take a set of colored pencils and draw a picture that illustrates how your heart feels closed, protected, and shielded from negative feelings and emotions. So you might draw your heart. I'm not even going to give examples of how you might, because that'll put it into your head, but just draw your heart however you imagine that it's closed, and whatever comes out of you with crayons, just be a child and just draw. Have a good time, you know, and just draw what comes to you around your heart. And then lie down on your back with your chest bare and take some rose essential oil and put it on your left hand, on your fingertips, and just rub that into your heart chakra in a nice clockwise direction. And just continue to go in a clockwise direction, imagining the color green. And put a nice piece of green silk or some green stones or rose petals with the green silk, and just continue to rub in a circle. And then put your left palm covering the objects on your heart chakra. Place your right hand covering the left palm. And softly chant the sound YAM, Y-A-M, as a mantra for 4 minutes. And you want to repeat this exercise 4 days in a row. This one is really important. So continue to do this every day for 4 days. And you want to wash your silk by hand every day after. So it soaks up some vibration and you just want to wash it out. And it's like you're drawing the pain or the closure out of your heart. And then the fourth day, you do that drawing again that we talked about before. So you only do that the first and the fourth day. And you'll feel a noticeable difference. I do this meditation every day, and I always feel different from before I did it and after. I just feel much more alive and much more in tune with people around me, much more able to express my feelings about people or the things that I really am passionate about in my life. I'm able to do them without holding back so much. And just feel much more alive and stimulated and much more closer to my inner child. That's a really beautiful and important exercise. And then in Tantra, you know, so much about Tantra is opening up your heart, you know, because your sexual center and your heart are so closely connected. And if the two are separated, then you really don't have much of a grounding in your life for, you know, being in touch with your passions and being able to really create the things in your life that you want. And emotional release exercises are actually really good, too, for opening up your heart, doing things like speaking in gibberish and just getting things out without actually having to have anybody hear what you're saying. Just make up some language, like, you know, and just having a dialogue out loud by yourself just to get out your emotions, whatever you're feeling. Or one of my other favorite ones is having a mini tantrum. Just lay on your bed and just get out whatever feelings. You know, you could be laying there laughing really hard or kicking the bed or, you know, screaming into your pillow just to get out any kind of, like, resentments or anger that you might be feeling towards somebody else or yourself so that you don't act it out in other ways in your life. And that'll help keep your heart and your first, second, and third chakras open as well, because you're not holding on to emotion and letting it rule you. You're just letting it move through you. We're humans. Like, we're all energy. So no two energies can really exist in the same place, so you want to get rid of some so that new things can come in. So I'm going to start talking about your fifth chakra, but I think we're going to get cut off by a commercial, so when we come back, I'll get back to it. But your fifth chakra is located at the center of your throat, right by your Adam's apple, and it's called the Visuddhi chakra. And the sound of your fifth chakra is Ham, H-A-M. It's on the note G, and the color of your fifth chakra is blue. Your body parts most closely associated are your throat, your thyroid gland, and your parathyroid gland. So when your fifth chakra is open, you'll find your voice, you know, you'll be able to express yourself more easily, clearly, both verbally and non-verbally. You might have more fun singing, whistling, sort of listening to music, writing music, playing instruments. Just you might really be a quick thinker, an articulate speaker. You might be excited by ideas and take pleasure in sort of having deep conversations with other people. Because your thyroid gland acts as your body's accelerator pedal. It speeds up your metabolic rate and the rate of chemical reactions inside your cells. So this really does influence your energy level. So when your fifth chakra is open and the thyroid is healthy, you'll easily maintain your ideal body weight without the need to carefully monitor what you eat, and you'll generally feel full of energy and motivation. And when your fifth chakra is blocked or closed, you'll often find it really difficult to express your ideas and opinions. And you know, speaking in front of people will make you nervous. Even writing will be difficult for you. You'll probably avoid taking, like, a firm stand or position on controversial subjects. So when I come back, I'll talk to you a little bit more about that, and we'll do our opening for our fifth chakra exercise. All right, I hope you have a good break.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
So we're talking about our fifth chakra here and how to open your fifth chakra. So you can do this again alone or with a partner, and it has to do with what we were talking about last week with chanting. And you just want to be making chanting sounds with your partner, because we're really opening up our voice to become more assertive and more confident about what we really want to say, and able to really just speak our minds really quickly without being confrontational or judgmental, but just clearly speaking from our hearts. And you work your voice up and down the octave scale on the sound Ham, H-A-M, with a long vowel ah. You may do this like closing your eyes and visualizing blue as you chant. So you're just saying Ham up and down the octave scale, like, ah, you know, up and down, and visualizing blue as you're chanting this. And if you're with your partner, you can bring your chanting into a nice harmony with each other. It's really nice for extra vibrational force in your body, and then tuning in together is a really wonderful experience for two people. And you can do this every single day. And your sixth chakra, which is your forehead, your third eye, or your intuition chakra, it's called your Ajna chakra. And the sound is Om, A-U-M, and the note is A. And the color of your chakra there is indigo or deep blue or violet, purple. And it's mostly associated with your pituitary gland, your master gland, and your pineal gland. So when your sixth chakra is open and vibrating, you'll have an ability to see or understand what's actually going on in any set of circumstances really quickly. So you'll be really able to have insight, and you'll know what to do or not to do in almost any situation. And you'll exhibit a nice kind of wisdom quality beyond intellect, knowledge, or experience. You'll just have an innate ability to see the core of things. And you'll have vision. You'll have the ability to imagine how the future could be and thereby gain an influence over how the future actually turns out without, you know, being a controlling person, but actually sort of just be able to be an overall seer of things and sort of know, you know, have more confidence in staying on your path and making choices that are coming from, a very deeply intuitive place. And, some people who have really, really open sixth chakras can actually come up with some extrasensory perceptions, be able to see kind of people's auras or be able to see more future-oriented things. And your pituitary gland regulates a number of key hormones like your growth hormone, your estrogen, your progesterone, your prolactin, your oxytocin, and your testosterone. So if this chakra is open, you'll find that you may age more gracefully and you may actually be able to experience deeper states of rest and longer exercise periods. When your sixth chakra is blocked or closed, you'll often place a really big importance on education and acquired knowledge and experience, and those things are all very important. But, you know, you may have no trust in your intuitive or your wisdom, your natural wisdom, and just really be all about having to acquire knowledge and show everybody how smart you are all the time. And you'll rely on your willpower to get what you want, you know, instead of really trusting that things are working in their own universal law. And you'll feel reluctant to rely on others, and you want to do everything for yourself. You may have a strong sense that you can only do it well enough or right, and nobody else can. And you may actually have trouble saying the word God or really giving over to the idea that there is some kind of a larger force out there. And then when I say God, I don't mean you have to believe in the Christian God or God as everybody tells you God is, but whatever you believe in, this sort of energetic force that is larger than you but is in you, whatever that is for you. But a lot of people who have their closed sixth chakra aren't really in touch with that energy force, and so have a hard time really believing in anything other than their own will. And if your sixth chakra is closed, you'll often feel like you're the victim of negative paradoxes, and you'll just feel like you have to be busy all the time, and if you're not busy, you're not proving that you're worthwhile. You may have a tendency to be hyperactive. You may move rapidly. You may get bored easily. You may experience little interest in sex. You may use sex as a diversion rather than a connection. You may have trouble sleeping and find that your sleep is easily interfered with. So when you want to open your sixth chakra, you lightly massage your third eye, the center of your forehead, with your first two fingers of either hand, and rotate your fingers in a counterclockwise direction and then in a clockwise direction 9 times, and visualize the color purple and make the sound Om, A-U-M, and do this 6, 3, or 9 repetitions daily. And now I'm going to talk about your seventh chakra. That's your crown chakra. It's the very top of your head, and the sound is Ah, A-H, and the note is B. So you notice we went from C at your root all the way up to B at your crown. And the color of this chakra is white or mauve. And the body parts most closely associated are your central nervous system, your brain and your spinal cord, and the peripheral nervous system. And your peripheral nervous system consists of sensory neurons that carry sensory input from receptors to your central nervous system, and motor neurons that transmit motor output from the central nervous system to your muscles and your glands. And when your seventh chakra is really open and vibrating, you'll feel really whole. We talk in Kundalini about the serpent, the metaphor for pure consciousness and life force energy at the very base of your coccyx. And we say, you know, your Kundalini serpent will uncoil and release, flowing freely up from the earth. That means up and down through your chakra system from the earth. So you'll feel truly attuned in your subtle energy flow. throughout all of 7 of your chakras out from your crown up to the heavens and then back down again at this nice mystical rate of vibration that's always happening within and around the entire universe. So that's when people talk about their Kundalini rising, that's what that is. And you will often feel an experience and possibly even an ability to really heal yourself and others. And your faith will be, you know, you won't be able to be shaken. You'll really just believe that you are in touch with universal life force and that you are able to move energy and you are able to heal others and you are able to heal yourself and you are able to get in touch with your subtle energy and centers and really attune yourself. And you'll just feel a huge amount of freedom. You'll go beyond desiring material gain, desiring ego gain, desiring the need to prove your existence and wanting. And you'll just feel a sense of freedom and spiritual connection when your seventh chakra is really open. And when it's closed, you'll be really caught up in this like endless cycle of birth and death and fear of death and ego about being alive. And you'll feel like you're like this victim to the subject, the laws of karma, and, you know, this has to happen to you because you have to pay your dues and you can't change anything. You may really long to return to some kind of spiritual feeling, but you just don't really know how to get there. And you may feel that you're trying to make things happen and you haven't yet learned to just like surrender to allowing things to happen. Intellectually, you may understand that the, you know, lower can't command the higher, but you can't really, you don't really know how to really live in that. And you might just find yourself always asking, like, is this all there is, or is there more? So if you want to start to open your seventh chakra, the best thing to do is continue to work on your other six. And, you know, always just try to stay in the circumstance of wherever you are and try to get in touch with nature as often as possible. Especially now that it's summer, you can go outside and lay in the sun, feel the heat on your body, and just allow the light to permeate your cells. And as your cells absorb heat and light, they begin to awaken and come alive naturally. And you can allow your body to become transparent, like clear glass, as you allow the light to penetrate to the core of your being. And just maintain your focused attention for 5 minutes or longer, depending on how long you want to. Depending on, you know, whether this exercise really feels right for you, you can just stay there for a long time. And just try to see your aura. Just imagine your aura, if you can't actually see it, just surrounding your body in a rainbow of vibrating colors. And you can shift your attention from one chakra to the next, and pausing at each for at least like 2 minutes or longer if you feel right about that. And you can put your attention focus on each chakra, put your left hand on the chakra, at the same time, hold your right hand over your body at that point, but not touching it. So you've got your left hand on the chakra and your right hand sort of over it above. Just rotate your right hand in a clockwise direction. And at each chakra, imagine the color of light that's associated with that chakra. And imagine that that light is cleansing and clearing and healing and balancing the energy of that chakra. And as you breathe in, the life energy follows your breath to the chakra that you're touching. And as you exhale, you can just let any negative or blocked energy just flow out with your breath, and imagine that that chakra just begins to spin in a nice clockwise direction. You can do that every single day. Just, you know, you can do deeper work on each chakra like we talked about, and you can do that one nice rainbow healing aura meditation that I just told you about. So I could talk about this for a few more hours, so I hope that you learned a lot and you got what you needed. But if you want to give me an email, it's tantrasarah@gmail.com. And you're welcome to call in during any of my shows as well. I love being with you, and I wish I could see you, but I can feel you. And I'll speak with you next week, okay? Big kiss, and I hope you take good care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this week's session of Sensual by Nature. Please join me, Oceana, again next time. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows. May the coming week bring you inspiration.